Thanks for tuning into Conversations About Meaningful Things, the podcast where we dig into life, faith, and all the important questions. In a world that can feel isolating sometimes, we want to encourage you that you're not alone, that God loves you and isn't afraid of your questions. And that's the purpose of this podcast. In our time together, you can expect real talk, genuine interviews, and probably a few laughs along the way. Our hope is as you connect, you feel seen, loved, and encouraged as you take steps in your faith journey. So settle in and let's dive into the conversation. We're so happy to have you along.
Well, hello and welcome to another conversation about meaningful things. I'm your host, one of your hosts. I'm just half of the equation here. My name is Steve, and we are so glad that you have decided to sit around the table with us. I'm looking over at my good friend Alex,
hey.
Who's the other part of the equation.
How's it going, Steve?
Good.
Good to see you today, man.
Yeah, good to see you. And it's good to be seen too, right?
Yeah,
I know sometimes this season of the year we're recording in what I hope is spring. We're in the Northeast.
We're in the first week of spring.
The first,
yeah, yes,
yeah, that's true. I hope it's spring, and I hope that we're enjoying spring. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Don't either.
I'm lost.
Normally, I'm pretty good at tracking you.
I'm gone.
Oh man, it's okay.
I enjoy spring weather, so I'm hoping it's on the way, and I'm hoping you do as well.
So. Yeah, I was seeing. So I've got a lot of friends back in Ohio, where we're originally from, and their spring break was last week. So of course, a lot of people travel; they go down somewhere warm, and I'm always a little and I've totally been this guy when I had social media. You go on a trip, and I'm not bashing you if you're one of these people.
Are
it's
you
okay.
A big time poster of like here, right. Here I am on the beach.
I'm on the beach. I'm so happy for you. I'm like, it's just funny to me when we do that while we're on the vacation. It's like I'm giving you real time updates on I'm laying out on the beach right now at this very moment, and I wanted you to know that.
Yeah.
Oh or man,
people that post pictures with just like the bottom of their legs. And
yeah,
their
I'm like,
feet
cool.
In the sand. Yeah.
You did this for you. All right, this is not an episode on the things we should or should not post online. But
no, but those are some of them.
Yeah. It is so funny, though. I'm like, just enjoy your vacation. Why do you need to post about it? All right, I'm done.
Yeah. No, what we want to talk about, though, is communication of some sort, yes. I suppose. I'm trying to segue.
Great segue.
Off of social media.
Oh, but, that's awesome.
You know, there's lots of ways, lots of forms of communication that we have with each other.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
And there are spiritual forms of communication as well. Like we have scripture. That's a way that God has spoken to us, the revelation that we see in the Word of God. But in terms of our communication with God, that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today. And most people refer to that as prayer. And there's lots of things that we get to talk about when it comes to prayer, and we'll probably only get to a few today, but it's a really cool subject when you think about the fact that we have the opportunity to communicate with the creator of the universe.
Yeah, totally is. Why do you think it's such a confusing topic then I'm just thinking about like, so we have a really awesome community group. They're my people. We've met with this. We've had this collection of specific couples over the past 2 years, and they've just become like family to us. And it's interesting because we've had these conversations, and we all come from different backgrounds. Some of us grew up in the church. Some of us have come to faith later on in life. And prayer, it's interesting because when we talk about it, everybody kind of has a take on it. Some are like, I'm sort of confused about it. Others are like, I don't feel comfortable praying in front of people. It's awkward. I don't know how to do it. I feel like I'm just talking to nobody or talking out into the nothingness.
Well, I think that's part of it, though, right? Because we live in a physical world. That's what we know. That's our kind of our default, our baseline. Yeah. And so we understand what it means to communicate with somebody. Like, we're looking at each other right now. Yeah. Like, I can see your head nodding. I can see you smiling. Or if I said something weird, you'd probably scowl. Or, you know, like, we have all that kind of really instantaneous feedback. Yeah. And it's based in the physical realm, right? It's based on what I hear, what I see.
Yeah.
And when we're praying, it's not based in the physical. And so it's different for us. And it takes a little bit of, I think, I don't know, navigating, transitioning, understanding, growth for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that what you mentioned, one of the things you mentioned was, I feel like I'm talking to nobody. Mm. I think that's probably one of the bigger hangups I've heard people say when it comes to prayer. Like, I'm just talking and I'm just talking. Like, it's just weird. And I think that's one of the bigger struggles people have with prayer. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard there's a quote I heard recently, and I'd never heard this before, but it was an interview somebody did with Mother Teresa, and they were asking her about prayer, and essentially she said, you know, they're like, well, so what do you say when you pray? And she goes, nothing. And they're like, okay, what does God say? And she goes, nothing. And it was just that, like, pause, and the gist of it was she modeling, like, prayer doesn't have to be words. It can sometimes, and the kind of correlation was, when you really know somebody really well, like your spouse, there's so many times I can sit just with Kirsten, we can just look at each other and I know exactly what she's thinking.
Yeah.
And there's a togetherness, there's a communication happening even without words.
I was gonna say, there's a connection that goes way beyond words, right?
Yeah. But again, even for some of us, and maybe you listening today, you're like, that sounds terrible, like sitting in silence. And I think sometimes, again, maybe that feels like, I don't even feel like I know God that well to even experience that. And I also don't feel like I have the words to say. And maybe a important question to just start with is why do we pray? Like, I think probably most of us growing up, at least in my growing up experience, even though probably wasn't meant to be caught this way, like, most of the times when I would pray as a kid, it was because I wanted to ask God to do something for me. Mm. Is the purpose of prayer in your mind, Stephen, what you understand through Scripture, is there a purpose beyond just asking God for stuff?
Yeah, there is, for sure. And I think part of the reason that maybe lots of folks experience that kind of thing as a young child is because where you're at in development and your understanding of more complex things, maybe just that's what it is at that point.
Yeah.
But I think there is, you know, something about prayer that is, ultimately, it's about connection. It's about connecting with God. And like you said, you know, I can be in a room with my spouse and we can connect without using words, right?
Yeah.
And I think, so connection is part of it. I think another thing, and maybe again, going back to when, you know, our faith is very immature, maybe it's because you're physically immature, you're just a child, but we ask God for things. I think connection and I think dependence are two words that I think of when I think of prayer. Like, I'm never telling God something he doesn't know. Like, I'm never informing him. So it's not like, hey, God, I'm going through this big struggle. Now you know. Like, it's not, that's not the case. Yeah. But when we communicate that, it's us really sometimes reminding ourselves or sometimes just having a conversation where we're acknowledging, God, I depend on you. I need your help. It's not like I'm sitting over here devoid of relationship and just waiting for you to zap resources into my life. It is about relationship. And so when we are willing to share those things that are sometimes the most private parts of who we are, That's about intimacy and relationship, right? When we're when we're expressing our needs, hey God, would you provide this? I need this. You know, we're expressing our dependence. Mm-hmm. When we say, God, I'm not sure what decision to make. You know, I want to do the right thing here. You know, we're expressing our desire for his leadership in our lives. Those are all dynamics of relationship, right? And so when we think about that, it's not just, you know, it's not just rubbing the bottle and hoping the genie gives us our three wishes. It's really about relationship. But some of those things are part of relationship, but they're not the end all. So if it's just about what's God providing me, then that's a pretty shallow relationship, right? Like, for instance, if my kids only came to me when they needed money or when they wanted to borrow the car or whatever, we would probably say, you don't have a really good relationship with your kids. They're just coming to you because of what you can give them. But if they come and talk and share struggles and ask for input or do things that they know I would appreciate, and or they want to, hey, dad's going to go do this. Can I go do that with you? Like that's the other dynamics of relationship.
Yeah.
So I think early on when we're teaching our kids to pray, you know, talk to God about what you did today, et cetera. It's just that it hasn't grown too much yet. But we're trying to make connection, and when I say connection, I mean relationship.
Yeah, I love that. And that's, man, I think it's such a good shift in our minds to remember that God is both all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent, omnipotent, all the omnis. but yet, there's that also so personal, intimate relationship that God desires us to have with him. We see, like, I love, that visual we get in the Gospels when Jesus says it's finished and the veil in the temple is torn in two, which that was the separation between the people of God and the presence of God. One special guy once a year could go be in the presence of God. Like Jesus basically was like, hey, that thing that separated you from experiencing my presence in your life, that barrier is gone because of me. We have access to the fullness of who God is, and he invites us to engage with him. I see more often than not through prayer, through us communicating with him, engaging with him, and I mean, of course, through his word and those things as well. But I do wonder, you know, I think about just the practice. So there's some practical sides to prayer. And I really love what you talked about, like it's connection. It's a two-way dialogue between two people.
Right.
But there's this moment that Jesus has with his disciples. And I wonder if maybe this could be helpful for us to talk through. For those listening today, is Jesus actually teaches his disciples how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a model that he gives. And I'm wondering if, again, I used to think when I was a kid, like, this is the only way I need to pray, or I have to recite these words.
Right.
And I wonder if, is that the point Jesus was making? Like, recite these words, or is there a principle here that Jesus is teaching us, and obviously his disciples at the time, but we as his followers can follow as well.
It's something that's always been fascinating to me. You know, that you're referring to the Lord's Prayer,
right?
In Scripture, and it's interesting because he was teaching on prayer, and he talked about don't just go on babbling like people do that don't understand, and yet I think in some circles over centuries, the Lord's Prayer has become that that babbling thing that people just recite and they don't think about. And it's interesting because he said this is how you should pray, not what you should pray.
That's a good distinction.
And he said this is how you should pray. And it starts off with just acknowledging and giving God adoration as who he is. Like, okay, God, you know, if I were to do my modern day version of it from a Steve standpoint, I might say, hi, God, I know you're God and I'm not. Let's just start there. You know, that might be how
I love that.
Like, I get it. I get it. I acknowledge it. I'm not trying to be God, but I've got some tough things I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. And can you help me in those? And thanks so much for providing for me. Like that might be how I would, how I would say that. And so I would encourage somebody, even if like, okay, your rhythm is the Lord's Prayer is a part of your prayer life. Maybe every once in a while, like make the, just change the words so that they're your own words even. But I do think that that's in a point where Jesus is specifically teaching what we shouldn't do.
Yeah,
that almost became the thing he said not to do.
Yeah, we almost like we've rehashed that scene from Meet the Parents, like 8 pounds, 6 ounces, baby Jesus, just trying to like put the pieces together so maybe God will hear what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
that's definitely not the heart that Jesus was trying to convey.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's only one thing that scripture says stands in the way of God hearing us. And that's when we harbor sin in our lives.
Ooh.
And so, you know, if you're struggling and you're trying to find the right words, like God's there. He gets that. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit intercedes. Like when we can't find the words, the Holy Spirit interprets that, the groanings of our heart.
Yeah.
So, and the harboring sin is not like, oh man, I fell again. This is destroying me. That's not harboring sin. Harboring sin is when like, yeah, God, I don't care what you say. I like this. I'm going to keep doing this. And so I think, you know, keep in mind, God's always available. He's always, he hears us even when we don't have words that we're saying, he hears us. And that's, you know, I think sometimes people think I got to come up with the right words. What's the equation I need to unlock God?
Yeah.
There isn't one except that you're honest.
Yeah.
And you're authentic.
Yeah. Well, I even love as Jesus models, there's kind of there's an order of importance in how we approach God through prayer. Mm. And it's I often wonder if like again, and I love what you said because I think it's so key. It's this isn't a prescription of this is what you must pray, but this is how. Like this is how you dialogue with God, and it's starting with are we thinking ourselves in the right way as we approach God? Because so often I approach God through prayer with, "Hey God, here's what I need. Here's what I want. Here's what I need you to do for me." Mm-hmm. Those necessarily aren't wrong things to pray, but if they're in the wrong order, they can be. And I think I love that he somebody pointed this out to me years ago. Jesus doesn't even say, "Okay, pray like this: My Father who is in heaven, holy is your name." It's our Father. It's the context of like he's even bringing in the fact that like, hey, this is not about you.
Right.
This is about the Father's heart for people and starting making sure we're going, hey, you're God. I love what you said. You're God. I'm not. But then you get through all these lists as you follow through, and maybe it'd be even helpful just to read that. In Matthew 6, I'll read this.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar, and maybe this is like old school for you guys. You've heard this before, but he says, "This then is how you should pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." I think there's almost like a, hey, if our heart is aligned with the Father's heart, his name is to be kept holy in our mind. We're asking for his will to be done. And then after all of that, then it's, hey, God, would you provide my needs? Would you help me to stay away from temptation? Would you, I think that's so interesting. And man, as I think through that, it's like, wow, that really does set us up to pray in a way that is aligned with God's heart.
Yeah. And again, it's the how, right? It's not a mantra, it's a model. And so that's so important. I think what you're saying, Alex, to just get that alignment right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when alignment's right, a lot of other things just fall into line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you think, are there different kinds of prayer?
Yeah. You know, you mentioned earlier that sometimes people are afraid to pray in like in public with other people. Yeah. And on one level, I really get that because right. like, no, this is an intimate conversation, right?
Yeah.
And imagine having an intimate conversation with your spouse, like in the middle of the grocery store.
Yeah,
like
that'd be awkward.
You wouldn't do that. And I get that feels uncomfortable. No, I don't want to do that. Please don't ask me to do that.
Yeah.
But on another token, like a group of friends can have a conversation. And when they're having that conversation, they're talking about stuff that they're comfortable talking about with each other, right?
Yeah.
So I think when you're praying in a group setting, you know, pray about the things that you'd be comfortable talking about with your friends. Mm. And that's not an issue. But
I love that.
Yeah. Different kinds and times of prayer. I think there are sometimes desperate prayers where kind of the only thing that comes out is like, God, I need your help right now.
Yeah.
And other times we're more thought out. I think some of the things that we just talked about in the Lord's Prayer, that model, there should be aspects of those things. If that's how we're to pray, then I think, you know, sometimes our prayer is focused on just adoring and thanking God. Sometimes it's about talking about our needs and his provision there. Sometimes we pray about wisdom and decision-making because we want him to lead us appropriately, right? Lots of different times. Yeah. And
there's times of prayer. You know, intercessory prayer is when you're on behalf of somebody else asking God, would you please intervene in this situation?
Yeah.
I love the book of Psalms. And if you're listening, you're like, I just don't know what to pray. Like, how do I start? And maybe again, maybe you relate with what Steve's talking about. And I feel that, like, I don't feel comfortable talking in front of people. I especially don't feel comfortable talking to God in front of people. The book of Psalms is just a collection of songs, and a lot of them are written as a prayer put to music. Unfortunately, we don't have the melodies anymore, but so many of David's psalms are outpourings of his heart to God. Like,
yeah,
I love like Psalm 51, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." I was even thinking, what's the psalm? It's escaping me. But even as you were talking about what inhibits our prayers being heard is harbored sin. Like David prays in the Psalms, search me, O God, know my heart, test me, and see if there's any wicked way in me. Like, maybe that's a prayer. If you're going, I'm feeling like I'm just speaking to the wind and I don't really sense like anything is being heard. And you're going, I don't think I have anything going on in my life. Maybe a prayer is that. Just, God, would you search me? Is there anything going on that I'm not aware of?
Exactly. Psalm 139.
Thank you.
Scripture is such a great way to pray. I was going to say it's a great tool for prayer, but scripture's not like, scripture's more than a tool, but it really is a great way to pray. When you read something that resonates with you, maybe just saying those words back as if you're having that conversation with God. Wow. That really, that scripture really hits home. Hey God, would you search me and would you know me? Right. David prayed that. I can pray that. So scripture's an awesome, should be an awesome part of prayer life for sure.
Yeah.
I think, and you mentioned intercessory prayer. You know, I think, praying, I think rhythm is important with prayer. Mm-hmm. So like, you talk about kinds of prayer. You know, I think there's the kick off the day kind of prayer, where it's like, what's my first thought? My first thought is I just want to connect with God as I start the day.
Yeah.
And maybe my last thought as well. I think, unfortunately, sometimes people look at prayer as a last resort.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried everything. I guess I'll pray about this. Like, well, you got your order wrong.
Yeah.
And I think if I could encourage you'd have kind of flipped the script a little bit. Let prayer be your first thought, not your last resort. And so think about those rhythms, right? What are the rhythms? Some folks, they don't have music or radio on in the car because that's just the time to talk with the Lord. It's the time to think as well. I think God can speak to us in our thoughts. He can remind us of scripture. So maybe some kind, one of the aspects of prayer is simply being quiet and listening.
Yeah.
I agree. God, what are you bringing to mind? And asking God, would you bring to my mind the things that you want me to be considering, the things you want me to dwell on? And he does that. He does that.
Yeah. I mean, if we need any encouragement in this, I think I love what James says about prayer. Like, the prayers of a righteous man avails much. Like, and he's not saying, so if you're a super Christian, then your prayers are effective. It's like, no, if you are a follower of Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit within you, and you and your aim is to live a life that pleases Him. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. And I just a really just a practical story maybe to this. I served in our youth ministry in the church I grew up in out of high school, and there was a student there who I was mentoring for a couple years, and he kind of went off the wagon for a number of years after he graduated high school. He got caught up in a pretty rough crowd, and he had sort of made some life choices that he was heading in a really rough direction. A lot of drug addiction and things. And I lost touch with him over the years. And just by happenstance, I happened to see that he was kind of starting to post things online that were like very Jesus-centered. I was like, whoa, this is a shift. And I ran into him at a coffee shop. This was years ago, but I just asked him. I was like, dude, what happened? Like, give me the 30,000 foot view here. And he was telling me, he's like, honestly, man, I have been wrestling with that for the past several months. And he goes, I am looking at the landscape of all of these friends that I was running with, and they are tanking their life. And I asked God, I was like, why me? Like, why did you save me? Why did you pull me back from that direction I was heading in? And he just had this thought. He was like, I know this was the Lord speaking to me. He goes, nobody is praying for them. He's like, you look around, and you know, he had a grandma who was a prayer warrior. He had, I mean, me, so many other people that loved him that were praying for him diligently to just, God, would you get a hold of his life? And he is running hard after the Lord even still to this day. And he goes, man, I never really thought about or understood the power of prayer in that context before, but he's living proof that prayer works, that God uses people's prayer to change directions of things. It's really amazing. And to your point, yeah, so many times I think we think about that as I've tried everything else, so I should pray now. Maybe right. We should start there first.
Start there, yeah. And I think another aspect of why prayer is so important is when we're praying for God's will, it's a alignment check for us as well, right? Like, God, I really want you to be at work. And then, I so many times I feel like, okay, how can I be part of the answer to the prayer I'm praying? Like, this is on my mind. God has brought this to me. It's burdening me, whatever. So maybe, I'm praying for this, for a student that I've interacted with, years ago. Maybe I'm going to reach out to him.
Yeah.
Where if I wasn't praying for them, I wouldn't be thinking about reaching out to him. So I think a lot of times prayer is about our alignment with God and his purposes, rather than just getting God to do what we want him to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how many times has that happened to you, Steve, where you're like, I'm praying for this person that I really don't like. I'm praying that they would change locations or that they would change their terrible attitude. How many times has your prayer for them actually changed your attitude about them?
Well, it is. And if you want, kind of the physical illustration I'll give with this is, a lot of times we say, I just wish that person were different.
Yeah.
They can change, or we can change where we're at, and it changes our perspective and we see them differently, right? Yeah. I can tell you
that's true.
Very recently I had a situation where I wasn't sure what to do, and I knew I needed to do something, but I wasn't sure what to do. And I was praying, asking God for wisdom, and the situation worked itself out. God worked in other people around me that resolved the situation, and I didn't have to do some of the things I was contemplating. Do I need to do this or do that? And it was like, I shared with Tina, like, hey, let me tell you how the situation worked out. I was praying about this and God just worked it. And so, I think It's amazing how we see God work through prayer. Sometimes he changes the other person, but I think more often than not, what we notice is he's at work in us.
Yeah, I agree. One of the things that wherever you're at on this spectrum today, as you're listening, I think we all have a next step. I think, if you're just checking out faith for the first time, your first step may simply be, hey, are you talking with God daily? Are you praying? A good first step may be, hey, I don't know what to say to God. Listen, you can just tell him the truth that you love him, that you know that he loves you. Communicating that to him is powerful. That's truth. For those of us, I wonder, I think sometimes as Christians, especially those of us that walked with Jesus for a long time, we're pretty wimpy in our prayers. We don't pray maybe fully believing that God can do what he says he can do. Maybe we approach prayer with the, I'm going to tidy up my prayer life before I bring it to God, instead of bringing our honesty like David does, bringing our real concerns or our big asks. Because I think God calls us and invites us to pray dangerous prayers and believe that he's going to follow through with what he says he's going
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. And sometimes we see in scripture, David was almost complaining, not almost, he was like complaining, God, how long? Like, and just not that we're like shaking our finger at God, but just, he was just expressing his frustration. God, help me understand this. How long is this going to be?
Yeah.
And all of that is just, that's the authentic conversation. It's the communication. It's the connection that God desires with us. And so folks, lean into that.
Yeah.
Lean into that hard and allow yourself, if you just like, well, I can't picture this, then just picture a conversation with someone that you really care about and you know they care about you, and be willing to do that. And as well, be willing to look into scripture and see what does God's word have to say about prayer and what resource can it be for you in prayer. And as always, if we can be a resource for you, we want to do that. And so if you want to reach out to us, it's real simple. Just an email, podcast@victorchurch.org. Podcast, PODCAST. I think I always spell that. Yep. At victorchurch.org. Love to connect with you. If there's any way we can help you, we want to do that. So until next time we gather around the table for a conversation, enjoy your day, and we'll see you soon.
See you guys.